Hi, and thank you so much for joining this conversation about culture. My name is Shalona Heidendorf, and I am the Communication and Community Manager at OS2, the public digitization network in Denmark. I don't manage one specific open source repository, but I do what I can to bring different people together, encourage participation, and foster belonging to the association, primarily, but not only, through written communication. In the next 10 minutes, I will talk about the role I play in the OS2 environment, and I'll argue that we must have an eye for different local cultures and practices in our communication. I hope you'll stay for questions in the end. Firstly, I would like to define the fluffy word culture as practices, traditions, social structures, etc., belonging to a group. This group might be an IT department in the public sector or an online open source community. And you'll also need to know a bit about OS2, where I work. OS2 is a Danish membership association with 78 public members and 65 private vendors. Our members are public organizations, primarily municipalities. I'll call them members or member organizations here. Then you'll know what I mean. The member organizations pay a yearly fee to OS2, and they can, if they wish to, get influence on the OS2 products, all of which are open source. The vendors have to sign a code of conduct to become a part of the OS2 network, in which they promise to deliver open source IT solutions to OS2. They are free to offer their assistance to any member organizations in terms of hosting, support, development, etc. Vendors cannot vote at the General Assembly as they are not members as such, and OS2 hold the legal ownership of all IT products that they develop for us. As I mentioned in the beginning, my role is not to manage the specific repositories and the communities for all of our 23 solutions, but it is rather to inform, inspire, and thereby connect public organizations to each other so that they feel they're part of something bigger, a part of public digitalization through open source. I work with the communication from the OS2 Association to all members, and in this way, I try to influence the local cultures